never had it so good. Sports Media Network, along with Spiritually Reincarnated, present to you 1 hour of spoken word live. I'm your host, Gilbert Sines. Join us every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m., taking your internet radio experience to the next level, one poem at a time.
The true talent of a poet is the ability to recapture time, which includes all the emotions and feelings, and express it through carefully crafted and selected words that provides a platform for future generations to relive. Poetry manipulates the essence of time through words. Poets are like artists that sculpture and craft words designed to reincarnate time. Poets use words as a platform to capture time and use those words to deliver messages to future generations. Poets die, leaving behind their words that inspire others to come up with new ideas based on the ideologies left behind by prior generations. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated. We are coming live from Orlando, and we know tonight we have a big sports night. We are Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network, and I know we got primetime college game tonight. The University of Miami play the Louisville Cardinals tonight, 17 and 18 ranked. Big ACC matchup. We got that going on at 7:30 in about half an hour from now. So I thank you for joining in. And, of course, at 8:30, we got the Miami Heat looking to take a three-game 3-0 win game in the Eastern Finals against the Celtics. The both two games were amazing. The comeback, I mean, if you like watching amazing basketball, talent, man, three-point shooter, man, Miami got some assassins on their squad, man. We got three-point shooters. But I'm going to be watching both games tonight, so I'm going to be a busy, busy man. And I want to welcome you to the show. Again, this is 1 hour of spiritual spoken word. And you know what? Since I'm coming from Orlando, I know UCF got a game tonight. And shame on me. They are my alumni. I graduated. I got a bachelor's degree from them. So I did graduate. So I do like their football team. I knew some of the football players when I was going to school there. So shame on me for not knowing who they play, but I wish them luck today as well. Again, we're live from Orlando, Florida. And right now I'm going to go straight into it. This is kind of like a hip-hop poem. It's called Unstable. And this poem is kind of like life. You know, at one time things can be really good, and then all of a sudden they can be bad, and then they can be good again, and then you can go bad. And, you know, it's kind of unstable, and that's the name of this poem. This is Unstable from my book, Spiritually Reincarnated. Life can be ironic and shake you up like a tectonic plate, causing an emotional earthquake before you reincarnate into another state. If I live life up to my capability, standing tall through life instability, we all see through a different perspective. We all live for a different objective. You have to be selective when choosing your path. Bad times do not last. You must survive the wrath. Live every moment like it's your last. Learn to break free from the chains of your past. As my mind begins this spiritual elevation, rising above the constellation, preserving the earth for the next generation, we are all God's creation. Every moment is a gift, yet my soul continues to drift through time. The love of God just feels so divine. Always searching, trying to find my way back home. Constantly searching for God's kingdom, withholding me back. Yet my problems begin to stack so high, as I'm living a lie as time passes by. This world can be so hurtful and cold, as our common sense starts to erode. I feel like an empty gun getting ready to reload, as all my feelings explode. trying to pass all of my confusion. All this physical success is just an illusion. It's a distraction. Rather acting, I must take action. Like a math fraction, we all divide. Life has taken each one of us on a different ride. Today, a life was taken away. This earth is only a temporary place to stay. Yet there is another life that God will create, made out of love, yet born from hate. The sins of this world corrupts our soul, as your innocence gets swallowed by life's big black hole. There are things that you cannot control. We are only half, but through God you are whole. You must stand tall, because it's easy to fall, but in the end, you can't ever have it all. Nothing can withstand the hands of time. You either move forward or get left behind. Life is like a game of chess, a complicated process, and only through God can you spiritually progress. God can help you clean up all your mess, but you have to think carefully before you move next. Today, life has dealt me a blow, so I let go and let God take complete control. Folks, that is my poem, Unstable, from my book, Spiritually Reincarnated 2. I'm not exactly sure when that's coming out, so I can't give you a date right now. But I'm going to have over 100, like 130 poems on it, something like that. It's going to be a great book. I just need to get the funds together so I can get it published and get it out there to you. I do have a book out called Spiritually Reincarnated. That's my first book I ever wrote. I'm going to read some poems from it later. But this is Spiritually Reincarnated. Again, I know there's a lot of sports going on, especially if you're a Miami fan like me. We got the Heat coming up tonight at 8:30, going to take it to the Celtics. And we also got the U going to play Louisville here at 7:30 pretty soon. So I just want to welcome you to the show. This is 1 hour of spiritual spoken word. And like always, I always do two poems. One is one of my latest poems. That one was Unstable. That one was kind of my older poems, but I usually do one of my newest. I debut it first. But this poem is a love poem for all the ladies out there. And this poem is called The Ballerina Dancer. And I always like to do that. I always do a really spiritual poem at first, or an intense poem like I just did. And I always kind of, because my poems are intense, so I kind of want to set the mood off, because it's intense. So you kind of want to get something to break the, to kind of, relieve it a little bit. And that's what my love poems are for. This poem is called The Ballerina Dancer. It's on my album, The Heart of a God, that's out on all digital platforms. Through the Eyes of God, The Love Game, and The Love Game. Oh, and this one, The Ballerina Dancer. This is one of my favorites. I think this is one of my dad, because I read him my love poems that, I read them by him first, and this is one of his favorite ones. I always read them to him before I perform them, just, to kind of touch them up if I need to. And this one, I really didn't have to, and it's called The Ballerina Dancer, and this is about my infatuation with The Ballerina Dancer. This is for all you ladies out there. Her beauty is magical as her hair waves in the air. Every time she dances, I can't help but stare. The music starts playing. Inside my mind, it's emotionally raining, but I'm not complaining. The way she moves her body is just so amazing. She is the ballerina dancer that is dancing in a dream. Her touch feels... Her touch feels like water in heaven flowing down winter spring. The ballerina dancer has managed to dance her way into my heart, watching her move her body as her legs spread apart. The sight of her dancing, if I could only paint a picture, describing her beauty is like writing a biblical scripture. When she starts dancing, I can feel her love. It takes me above the universe. As I move away and watch her rehearse, they say that love is a curse, but I'm addicted to every verse, trying to think of her first and not let all my emotion burst. I see the ballerina dancer dancing every day. The sound of the music takes all my problems away. Behind her eyes lies such a beautiful soul. But faith is something we can't always control. The ballerina dancer makes me lose my mind. Every time she starts to grind, curve of her hips and her lips blossom like tulips, with so much passion sprinkling out of her fingertips, like a seed being blown around in the wind, just waiting for fate to eventually happen. I would move heaven and earth to prove to her my worth, a love that has been reincarnated long before our birth. Her love sets me free, and she is the only thing in my life that makes me happy. The ballerina dancer has seduced my mind. I can see her grind all the time. Every time I watch her dance, I can't help but think romance as I take a chance and hand her my heart, because it's in bits of pieces and all torn apart. Her love takes me beyond the atmosphere, and I would do anything to have her right here. Just having her around helps me see clear. The ballerina dancer, she looks so fine. The music has taken over my mind, and I wish all the time she could be mine. I could see the ballerina dancer dancing at night in a dream. The movement of her body so peaceful and serene. And every time she dances, she looks like a queen. My name is Gilbert Sines.
Poetry is not dead. As long as poems continue to be read from the creativity parts of a poet's head, poetry says things that need to be said. Poetry can be part of a biblical scripture. Poetry's words as canvas to paint a clear picture. Poetry is an art form of literature. In poetry, we talk about our emotions and feelings, yet others talk about their struggles and how to break through glass ceilings. For a poet, words are like gold, and through them, our stories are told. The art of poetry will never die. Through new generations, poems will only multiply, withstanding fate as time passes by. Poetry is not dead as long as thoughts keep flowing through our head, and through poetry, our messages are spread. Poetry inspires every book and quote as it comes out of a poet's throat, bringing us new ideas that we can invoke. Poets write about their struggles and dreams, and throughout history, poets are the most amazing human beings. Poetry is in every corner and occupies every space. Poetry is that place where poets express the hard times they face. Poetry is alive as far as the eye can see. It's the basic foundation for describing humanity. Poetry's popularity may go up and down, but as long as there is sound, poetry will always be around. God can express his words through a poet's writing, and through poetry, it's God's words we are reciting. The echoes of poetry can be heard through eternity, like the Holy Trinity, creating words that last through infinity. Poetry leaves an imprint in time, with words that define exactly what is going on in our mind. It's a form of communication describing mankind. With poetry, we are able to express all of our stress and explain how we survive this world's mess. Still able to pass time's test as we confess and address the mistakes we made along the way. Poetry isn't going anywhere. It's here to stay. Poetry is not dead and I'm living proof. Through my words, I let loose an ambitious social recluse. Poetry is a form of mind stimulation. We use word segregation to send a message to the next generation. Poetry is not dead, so don't even start to grieve. Poetry is still alive as long as poets still breathe. The death of poetry is nowhere in sight. It still has a pulse as long as we read it every night. Poetry will live forever because it's here to stay. Poetry is not dead. It will never go away.
I'm outside. Where are you?
I'm right here. I'm at the Buick.
I don't see a Buick. Oh, got it.
Encore, the expectation-shattering crossover from Buick.
Wow.
Now pay no interest for 5 years, plus get $750 purchase bonus cash on the 2015 Encore.
Hey, what's up, all you business owners, all you entrepreneurs, all you big ballers out there? I'm talking to you. If you have a business or a service or a product or something you want to get out there, you're trying to sell, give me a call. I can help you with promotions. I can help you get the word out there. You can be a part of our Never Had So Good Sports family and be a part of other major networks like Buick, like Dove, like Geico, you know, other big products out there. Our number, let me give you a second before I give you a number so you can grab a pen and write it down if you don't have one on you. But our website, if you go to www.nhisg101.com, again, our website, check us out, shoot us an email, say you're interested in advertising with us, www.nhisg101.com. Again, www.nhisg101.com. Now you can also call us. Our number is 866-543-1875, extension 700. Again, 866-543-1875. And look, in order to make money, you got to put money in. You got to get advertisement. You know, that's just a part of doing business, and we can help you take your business to the next level. We'll be back with more show right after this. I am Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
Spreading the word of the Lord through music ministry on Gospel 107. We're live on NHISG 101.1 every Sunday. Gospel music from legends Lee Williams, Rance Allen, and Shirley Caesar. Join us for Sunday service delivered by Pastor Regina Johnson, Pastor Russell Moore, and Pastor Johnny Ray Noble. Bible study with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. And Christian Talk Radio with Pastor Anetta Watson, Pastor Annie Sally, Pastor Warren Sally, and Benita Coney. Gospel 107, every Sunday on Never Had It So Good 101.1.
It's the sweetest name.
Love your hair but hate the damage?
I love my waves, but it gets rough. It's like a tug of war.
It's big and curly, but frizzy. This color is so me, but it's so dry.
Whatever the damage, Dove your hair. Dove Intense Repair deeply nourishes hair for our ultimate damage protection.
Green and beautiful. So smooth.
Yes to curls, no to frizz.
For our ultimate damage protection, Dove Intense Repair.
Dove it. Love it.
USI Never Had It So Good 101.1 Radio. The best R&B and hip-hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports Talk Radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never Had It So Good Radio now on 101.1. And it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
Decisions as I go
you know I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Visions as I go to anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe that I'm irrational. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.
A poet identifies themselves through their poetry. They capture images, thoughts, and ideas and transform them into words that can be spread throughout time. A poet's words are their exhibits or showcases to be displayed for everyone to see. Our feelings and emotions are part of our personality. These traits make us human. Poets take fragments of themselves and express it through words every time they write a new poem. Through poetry, others are able to see through the perspective eyes of the poet. Gilbert Signs, Spiritually Reincarnated to That Place, Introduction, Paragraph 2. I want to welcome everybody to Spiritually Reincarnated this week. And I have a next poem that I'm going to do here is this poem. This poem is kind of like what heaven would be like and what it would be like to spend a day in heaven. It's part of a series, That Place. My new book is Spiritually Reincarnated to That Place. And it has over 120 poems in it, maybe 130 poems. And That Place is a 12-poem set, and it's of different places, of different dimensions, spiritual dimensions. Maybe I visit some of them in dreams, and I write about them. And this is part of that series. It's called A Day in Heaven. And this is a dream-based poem that I had, and this is what I wrote about what it would be like in heaven. Beautiful place. And this is poem is called A Day in Heaven. If I could spend a day in heaven, how would it be? Having God's love flowing all, having God flowing around. Oh, man, let me try that again. I'm sorry. If I could spend a day in heaven, how would it be? Having God's love flowing all around me, my soul would be set free, and I would know how it feels to be happy. I would be engulfed by love from the Holy Spirit's light. I would rest my head on Jesus' chest every single night. I would no longer have to choose between wrong or right, and there would be no difference between black and white. The endless amount of love flowing in the air, the peace I get from just having God right there. A day in heaven I patiently await, where I'm free from sin and away from hate, could hear the most beautiful sounds that I have ever heard before. And every time I look up, I would see eagles soar. Time in heaven would not exist, and I would be free from this world's hate and all the bitterness. I would look down on life with a different perspective, and I would learn to live for a new objective. That place called heaven is located way up above. It consists from the image of God's beautiful love. I would see the most beautiful places that I could never forget, as I'm free from pain and free from regret. My mind will continue to go is I discovered things that I didn't know while my spirit continues to grow. A day in heaven, how would it be? I would see through God's eyes and live for eternity. Everything that I love would be close by. I could fly, and I won't have to be afraid to die. The legacy that I created will continue to stand tall, and I would get back up every time I fall. Heaven is a dimension beyond time and space, where all your problems disappear without a trace. We are all brothers and sisters in God's mighty family, and the love we have for God will live for eternity. This earth is filled with misery and disgrace. There has to be a better place where we can escape these hard times we face. Imagine a place where your voice will never be silenced, where you live in peace and free of violence. Everyone in heaven will not be fake, and I can sit and talk with God by a beautiful lake. A day in heaven, how would it be to feel God's mercy and not have to worry about anyone ever judging me? The angels would fly on the highways between the mountain peaks. You can hear the water flowing down all the creeks. I choose to walk this path all alone as I wait for God to take me back home. A day in heaven, how would it be? I don't know, but I'll find out eventually. That is A Day in Heaven, and that is kind of to remind us, you know what, these days of living is just a small part of it. You know, we're living life in our flesh right now. There's much more to it. When you get to the other side, it's beautiful over there, and that's what this poem is trying to tell you. So if you know somebody, a loved one that you care about passed away or something, just know that they're in a very beautiful place right now. And this next poem, you know, I want to do that series because it's part of my, I want to do that poem because it's part of my series, That Place, A Day in Heaven, the poem I just did. But this next poem, I have another, well, it's going to be a book, but it's a short story out. It's 12 poems, a short story, and every poem, like the theme, every chapter, okay, it's a short story called Struggles of a Broken Heart. And every chapter, it's 12 chapters, every chapter has a poem, and every chapter, the theme to that chapter is in the poem. So it's called Struggles of a Broken Heart. I think this is just Struggles of a Broken Heart poem that I wrote. I think it's like chapter 5 or something like this, because in the storyline, the characters are going through some problems, and they're married, and this poem, and they're kind of deciding whether they should be together or not. And this poem is called Struggles of a Broken Heart. And this is from my book and my short novel story. It'll be available, I don't know when exactly, but this is a sneak peek of it. This is Struggles of a Broken Heart. Let me get a glass of water because my throat just about had it. Okay, there you go. I can continue to do the rest of the show. Here's Struggles of a Broken Heart. Struggles of a broken heart as it's been ripped to pieces and torn apart. You can't put the pieces back together. The scars will last forever as I wait for my heart to get better. Love can sting when it doesn't happen. Playing the game of love and losing can cause emotional bruising, ending in a negative conclusion. It seems like love is just an illusion, creating chaos like a chemical infusion. Struggles of a broken heart that never seem to end. Releasing all of these emotions I can't seem to comprehend. The imprints of our past actions still linger around. The passing of time is quiet and doesn't make a sound. The sins of the past you must learn to forget, because when they hang around, they'll turn into a regret. The earth changes with all the different seasons. We all hold onto hurt for for many different reasons. Some things in life you must learn to let go, but the actions of others you cannot control. Struggles of a heart that refuses to die. Struggles of a broken heart just trying to get by. Every day I try, as it's hard just to get by with the things I have done that will never be forgotten. I search to God for peace, and through him I release all the baggage holding me down. As God has lifted my buried soul from above the ground, through him I found a new way to live. Through God's love, I'm able to forgive. Struggles of a broken heart, just surviving every day. Struggles of a broken heart, just trying to find its way. On the day of my birth, I was imprisoned on this earth, struggling my entire life just to find self-worth. All my life has been felt desolate and alone, yet her love is the only thing that feels like home. Struggles of a broken heart, just trying to move on, dealing with all these emotions that I thought were already gone. Struggles of a broken heart, just trying to get by, soaring like an eagle before it descends to heaven and fly. All right, that poem, again, it's part of my series, Struggles of a Broken Heart, not out yet, but it's a 12-poem. It's a very intense story. I think it's there's a lot of twists and turns in it, you know, so it's not like an everyday story. And, you know, I want to do something a little different this week. I have so many poems. There's no need for me to, like, say the poems every week because I could probably go a month with all different poems. A lot of my poems are really deep and some are complicated. You know, I get really deep in my head, so I got to say them a couple of times, you know, just so you can get, maybe you'll catch something the second time you didn't catch the first time or something, you know, I'll say something that really hits you and you didn't catch it the first time. So I get that a lot. And this poem is an old poem. I'm a little rusty, so I'm just going to warn you ahead of time. I'm a little rusty on it because I haven't pulled it out in a couple of years. This goes out to anybody out there. I'm a mental health counselor, and I work with people with mental illness. I work with kids and adults and also substance abuse. I work with substance abuse. But this is all the people out there. I know bipolar. They should have like a bipolar awareness week. A lot of people are diagnosed with bipolar. And as a professional and someone that's diagnosed and qualified to diagnose somebody, and well, that's part of my job. As bipolar, basically a bipolar is a shift in moods. But one thing people don't also realize is bipolar also has a mania element to it. In order for it to be bipolar, it has to have, well, unless it's bipolar 2 where you have depression instead of mania, but it has to have a mania element to it. And to tell you what a mania is, when you go out and do something out of control. Like, for instance, I had a client that would go out and go on a shopping spree, outspend all her credit cards, max them all out. Part of therapy would going back and having to return the items so she, you know, had money on her credit card. But that's what some people use drugs, some people use sex, but that's what mania is. Basically where, you know, to be bipolar, you know, you have to, which bipolar 1, because there's two bipolars. Bipolar 1, you have to have that mania. And you have to, you know, and like I said, the mania is doing something. Some people use sex, some people use drugs, some people use shopping, some people use eating, you know, any addict, you have to go, you know, it has to be a consistent cycle of mood shifts and that. Poem, I was diagnosed with bipolar at one time in my life. So if you've been diagnosed with bipolar or you think you have it just by my description, your moods are shifting and maybe you have mania or whatever. I wrote during my mania, I guess you can call it. I'm more in control now since I understand it now and I studied it. But this is to all you people going that have bipolar out there. This poem is for you. And you know what? If you're bipolar and you're having one of your days, you know what? You're gonna need to pause and listen to this poem because I know how it is. You're frustrated. You're angry. So maybe you could listen because this is called Bipolar Ramble. As time goes by, we continue to stray. just hanging around and wasting away, letting our minds potentially decay with such a heavy price to pay. Like a dagger I slay, I continue every day. Life is a game I don't want to play, but it goes on anyway. Please stay and pray that I become closer to him every day. But whatever you do, just don't go away. I know that sometimes I blow, spitting lava like a volcano, but together we could go both grow. And so, as we start new, I know that sometimes I blow, spitting lava like a volcano, but together we could grow and show. As we start new, like a biological embryo, the past I can't control, freeing my body and soul. Only through Christ that I'm already freed. Victory over temptation, lust, and greed. I need to proceed through Christ, a rare breed. I read between that thin red line. Things aren't what they seem all the time. Don't be blind. The truth is not hard to find. Just rewind in your mind. I lead by example. I create, not dismantle. Innovate, not hate, before it's too late to escape this verbal rape. As I penetrate, I describe trying to save all my life before it's too late. These lines I wrote are more than a quote. They symbolize peace and hope, like two lovers getting ready to elope. I take these lyrical obstacles and eat them like popsicles. Conquer the impossible. Defeating is illogical. The DNA is tropical. My poem's philosophical, with words undeniable. I take pain, turn it into gain, as I maintain to keep sane and not complain. Living life in vain, trying to escape shame and pain, but it's all the same. I turn every corner and all blame. Well, that's my bipolar ramble for the day. So if you're bipolar, you probably understand that a little more. You know, like I said, you have your days there. So if you're having one of those days, you probably need that poem. So that's why I decided to pull that out. And you know what? I'm going to look here. I already got a poem that I want to take us out with already. So I already got that poem ready. It's called Summertime Love. It's kind of an erotic poem. So, you know, if you're adults, 18 and over, it's not, I'm not, you know, real dirty, you know, like that. So it's not that bad, but it is grown up content because it's called, this one is too called Deep Love, but that one is called Summertime Love, and it's based on an affair that I had in summer when I was younger. And that one, I'm going to close this out with that one. But this one, let me do a love poem to kind of lighten up the mood a little bit. And this poem, all you ladies out there, this is another one for you, and it's called Deep Love. What started out as an innocent thing quickly turned into a sexual fling. As it progressed, love eventually happened. Our love is a spark lighting up an eternal fire. The passion of her kiss is the center of my desire. The light from her soul brightens up the sky. Our love gets stronger as time passes by. It always seems like the hardest thing to do is to find someone who really loves you and will be there tomorrow no matter what you both go through. Deep love as our souls unite, as we make love in the middle of the night. Our love is that bond that will always remain strong, and it will always live on long after we're both gone. Like a flower that blossoms in the middle of the park, her love is a spark that lights up the dark. Her love is that medicine that was injected in my heart, and either space nor time can break us apart. Deep love is something that we both cherish, and it will still be alive even after we both perish. Our heart beats as one, but separated they are two. Our love will persevere no matter what we both go through. Like the ocean current swirling around in a sea, our love flows together so naturally. The sounds of the waves crashing up into the shore, her love lifts me higher than I have ever been before. Deep love that's gone beyond our expectations, with love so deep it survives temptations. When I fell down, she helped me stand, and her love helped make me a better man. Her love is so strong, innocent, and pure. It lifted me up when I was insecure. The beauty of her body as she starts to undress, her soft, silky skin as I lay my head upon her chest. Deep love, as we spiritually connect, her love will still be around when nothing else is left. Like an angel flying in heaven up above, together we're both connected by our deep love. My name is Gilbert Sines. That poem is Deep Love. I am a poet here in Orlando, Florida right now. Originally, I'm from Miami. That is my hometown. And I have an album out called The Heart of a God. This is kind of a sneak peek. This is a different version. This poem, this is the poem, but it has a different beat on my album. But this is a kind of a rough draft. So check it out, and we'll be back, and I'll close up the show. Thank you for tuning in tonight. And we'll be back with more Spiritually Reincarnated. Enjoy this track. The power of God are real as long as we believe. They could be as real as the air we breathe. The heart of a God so strong and divine, devouring fate and manipulating time. God can manifest themselves inside our dreams, creating miracles for us mortal human beings. Without people's faith, gods would just linger in the dark. They survive off the purity inside of our hearts. The soul of a God shines steady in the night, reflecting off a spark from the Holy Spirit's light. As human beings, our lives will eventually end, but through the heart of a God, your soul will transcend. The heart of a God beats strong like a drum, and if you believe strong enough, they will eventually come. Lust, gluttony, greed are sins we don't need. Sloth, wrath, envy, and pride is part of the devil's creed. The sins that we commit every single day, how can we not need a Savior to take them all away? The heart of a God pounds louder at our birth, and it will still keep on beating as we struggle to find self-worth. The voice from a God sounds so peaceful and serene, drowning out everything. Live your life through God and be all you can be, and eventually you'll celebrate the birth of a new dynasty. Legends don't die, their stories pass on, growing stronger with time, they are never forgotten. Every day we walk that line between bad and good, temptations linger around quietly and are often misunderstood. The heart of a God so pure and divine, let God's love clear your soul, body, and mind. Life is an unfair game where you must sacrifice. Just look what happened to Jesus Christ. The power of the wicked lingers in the shadows of sin, while the seeds of humanity get blown around mercilessly in life's wind. Our souls will eventually shed from our skin, and then after that, a new transformation will begin as our souls start to enter into a new dimension. We leave behind on this earth all our suffering, hardship, and pain as we progress to a higher spiritual plane. The heart of a God beats closer every day, and I can hear the echoes get louder every time when I pray. My thoughts lead my mind straight into insanity, so I get out of my head and live to better humanity. Life is not just about yourself. Do not waste your entire life just chasing down wealth. The heart of a God
This beat's out of control, overtaking my body and comforting my soul.
So your new prescription does have a few side effects.
Oh, like what?
You're gonna have dizziness, nausea, and sweaty eyelids, and in severe cases, chronic flatulence.
No.
So gassy, girl.
So gassy.
If you're boys to men, you make anything sound good. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to Geico. It's what you do.
Next.
Next.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
Reincarnated love. In my next life, her love will await. It will be with me when I reincarnate. In a former life, she was my wife. Her love is something I refuse to sacrifice. Drowned by hate, I suffocate. With her love, I resuscitate. Her love is so strong, it will never be gone. From body to flesh, it will always live on. Like smoke rising up from a burning fire, the irony of it all, like a poetic satire. The touch of her skin, her hair blowing in the wind. If loving her's a sin, I don't know where to begin. The pain I ever felt starts to decay. When I'm inside her, she takes it all away. Inside her body is where I want to stay. Like an out-of-body experience, she takes me away. A state of mind, her love makes me blind. A love like hers is so hard to find. My entire life, I have felt rejected. Her love purifies my soul, makes me feel resurrected. When we make love, the sounds of her scream, yet her gentle touch, so soft and serene. Reincarnated love that refuses to die. Don't waste a moment trying to figure out why. Like the sun shining so bright above the earth, it's like our love was there even before our birth. Reincarnated love that will never fade away, even at times when I begin to stray. She's in my life, and I want her to stay. Our love will reincarnate. It will never go away.
There are so many different definitions of love, but which ones are correct? I believe they're all accurate in some sense because there are many different types of love. I came to the conclusion that love is way too complicated to be described by just one simple definition. Our brain is only wired to understand and comprehend a limited amount of information. As human beings, we tend to rearrange information into familiar categories in our mind in order for us to understand them. The more information we learn only leads to more questions as we come to realize just how little we actually know. To me, love is an emotional bond that connects two souls. This is just a broad definition. But do we know the true meaning of love? or is it just an illusion? I call this poem, What is Love? What is love? I haven't a clue, but I feel it every time I look at you. Love without trust is nothing but lust, burnt by the fire and turned into dust. I love God and you as a friend, the type of love that will never end. Love is a connection of souls on a spiritual plane, and searching for it can make you insane. Love is a connection, feeling, and bond that will still be around even when we are gone. Does it come from the heart? Does it come from the soul? Or is it something much deeper we can't always control? Been searching my entire life and treated like dirt. Every time I think I found it, I only get hurt. Through the aches, pains, and times I spend, only to get my heart broken in the end. What is love? And why is it so hard to find? Some keep on searching till the end of time. Love may be in front of your eyes, blinded by passion, lust, and lies. I will give you everything, including my pride. The day you left my life is the day I died. The love of my God will always live on. At times when I think it's gone, there's something you should know, and I swear it's true. My heart can't help falling in love with you. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated. Like our Facebook page, put Gilbert Sines Poetry. Again, Gilbert Sines, my last name, S-A-E-N-Z. Again, S as in Sam, A as in Apple, E as in Eagle, N as in Nancy, and Z as in Zebra. Gilbert Sines Poetry on YouTube and Facebook. I got close to 25,000 views on Facebook, so if you can, check out my video. I want to thank you for tuning in. I also got three tracks out from the album, Ballerina Dancer, Through the Eyes of God, and The Love Game. They're three hot tracks. I'm trying to get the whole album out there, so I don't know when I'll have out there, so just bear with me with that. But thanks for tuning in. Go Canes, go Heat tonight. If you're a Boston fan or Louisville fan, hey, much love to you, much respect. This is going out to, I'm going to end the show with all the ladies out there. This is based on a fling. Yes, a fling that I had, a sexual fling I had when I was younger. That's what this poem is about, and it's called Summertime Love. Thank you, guys. Again, I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Just having you here means the world to me. You know, my poetry would be nothing without you. And just thank you for listening to me and taking your time to listen to me. And to all you ladies out there, this is called Summertime Love, based on a fling I had back in the day. As I stare at her body, my eyes covered in sin, my heart sprinkled with lust and covered in passion, her sexy voice whistling just like the wind as the curve of her hips begin grinding. The scent of her innocence blossoms like a rose, the softness of her legs from beneath her pantyhose, like a river on the flows. We are drifting away, our two lost souls. Like a butterfly flapping its wing on a hot summer day, her love is the breeze that blows my heart away. She is like an angel flying with my heart. Her love has kept it from falling apart. Summertime love is our passions ignite a burning fire. Our bodies together as we both perspire. When I'm inside her, she diminishes my pain as the warmth of her body ignites my flame. Summertime love feels so contemporary, but just like the summer, it's only temporary. This summertime love is just a fling, but you never know what can happen. The softness of her touch, so tranquil and serene. And when we are together, it feels so amazing. That summertime love keeps my heart so warm. Inside her body is my shelter from the storm. Her love is something that I fail to dismiss. Yet the power of her kiss puts me in a heavenly bliss. As I feel her heartbeat pound against mine, as I look into her eyes, I can see her soul shine. There's something about the summer with so much passion in the air, but the beauty that she possesses is extremely rare. Her love feels so warm deep down inside, but once the summer's over, it's like our passion just died. The summer is gone, and so is she. But her love got the best of me. Summertime love does not last very long, but the love that was created still remains strong. The summer is gone, but we are not through. And no matter what happens, I promise to always love you.
Come in to the end of the show now. I will be at Austin's Coffee Shop in Winter Garden, Florida on Wednesday night for Spoken Word. Remember, you may not be able to change the world, but change needs to start with you. I will see you guys next Saturday at 7 p.m. on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated.
To anywhere I flow, sometimes I believe, at times I wish you know, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Visions as I go, to anywhere I flow, sometimes I believe, at times I wish you know, I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a